Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special new simulcast of The Neil Haley Show and The Media Giant Effect with The Wade Simmons Show. Wade, you made such a hit last time with your acting deal. We said, you know, Wade Simmons is an actor. He is a much more mortician and a professional wrestler. I said, this is the perfect fit. Who's going to have a podcast this crazy to talk first to actors, now wrestlers? Wade, how are you? Are we going to interview people from the dead too? But how are you, Wade? And thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I really appreciate you. I got some of my pro wrestling buddies here with me today.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and they can be playing. And you said they're going to play in character today, which is going to be funny. So tell me who we have and we'll start talking to them. Good.
All right. So we got Big John McNasty. We got my boy Alex, who goes by Bugs. We're waiting on Levi, one of the greatest managers right here in the Midwest. And Levi is kind of like really like more like a big brother to me. I mean, Alex is kind of like a good friend, and John is kind of like a really big brother and friend to me. So, and then Nick, I got you too, man. You're awesome. Man.
Absolutely. So let's go, Bugs. Now, Bugs, tell me about you and your wrestling career, where you've wrestled in different places like that. Go ahead.
Where haven't I? We've started off in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Malaysia, Vietnam, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Panama, Canada,
all over the place, man. Yeah, so Bugs goes everywhere, man.
Oh man, that's awesome, man.
All right, okay. So, what do you want your success in your career, Bugs? What do you want people to remember you most?
Whoo, man. I mean, it's all so finite, and like, if I could, I really couldn't give two flying ducks about what people remember me by. I just want to be there and have a good time, you know. If I get a couple dollars in my pocket, I get a couple of handshakes, people appreciate what I did, I get a couple cheeseburgers, maybe some pretty girls notice. We're just here for a good time, not a long time.
Okay, that's what the business was, man. And again, somehow another person, I guess I'm mentoring in Wade Simmons, as I mentored somebody in a younger age too. Wade, how old are you, by the way?
I'm actually 30. I'll be 31 next year.
Okay, so you're still a youngin to 49, as to my age, 49. I'll be 50 in January. But, you know, age doesn't matter in those things. So let's talk about John, who, again, your gimmick is John, and how long you've been working?
9 months.
Okay.
So I've been working, and then I was working for a promotion called Fusion Pro Wrestling in Villa Park. That's where I kind of got my start back in February of this year. You know, had a run-in, someone basically was just beating the crap out of somebody, and then had to go get them off of them. And then that was my semi-pro debut, to where it's like, okay, who's this person? And, you know, why is this big guy around here? So, you know, guy was trying to, like, you know, not stop him after I picked him up. That's when he hit me in the back. And then I just gave him that look, you know, just wanted to point. I'm like, yep, you're next. And then from there, just like, oh my God, he's like so big and he's like so bad. I can't, you know, go, and I'm just going to run away before he destroys me. And then just from there, you know, that's how I just made my stage presence and went into Battle Royal and made Wade, and he's been wanting to manage me. And, you know, I'm just having all fun right with this.
That's great. So, why did you want to be a professional wrestler? John, what was the reason you want to become a pro?
I have an amateur. Mm-hmm. Sure. I have an amateur wrestling background. So pretty much I could not continue it on my own time because I was in the middle of doing my certification and my degree, which I did acquire both at the same time, 2011. And then from there, you know, I've been going to the gym area and the wrestling school for about 2 years now. So I wanted to lose some weight because it's like, I'm doing the weightlifting, but I don't know how to lose the weight and, you know, how I can really get my conditioning together. So I talked to our coach, his name's Steve Boz, and he got me involved. And then from there, just, I wanted to see if it's for me or not. You know, so I did it for, you know, a couple of months, 3-4 months. And it's like, okay, I know what I need to do to get my conditioning correct to, you know, so if I can jump over people or do these, you know, special moves or how I'm gonna do my strikes. And then from there, I just fell in love with it. And here I am today, you know, I'll be making my, you know, debut on a mat someday. and just want to just continue meeting these people and in the business so I can learn from them and I can, you know, sharpen my craft.
All right. So I'm going to give you some advice. First of all, you know, this is giving a Chicago shout out to Adam Pierce, who, again, I traveled when he was 19. We would hit the road together. I can't believe his success. And also Ace Steel that showed up on AEW. We worked all together in St. Louis together. So that's another story of stories. And I couldn't believe saw Ace on AEW talking about his history. Both those guys were big in the other, but we would travel. And literally we did a shot in St. Louis, drove to Chicago, went to Chicago to Canada in like the next 2 days. No, then Grand Rapids, Michigan, worked a shot, same town as Rhino. I beat Rhino in the title. So that area is the history of Midwest wrestling. So Bugs, basically, you know, I couldn't believe Adam and, you know, where he is in WWE and then Ace. But all those guys and Derek Stone and I, and Derek's still working, by the way. I don't know if you guys run into Derek. Derek runs all over the place, works all over. That we just basically, that's what it did, is get jump in a car and work. And Bugs, it sounds like the same deal for you, man. It's just getting in the car, working, and showing up in towns and working. That's absolutely the way to get discovered and to make it a profession.
How many times I've not been on the card and I just showed up? You drive like 3-4 hours and like, I haven't even talked to a promoter. I just know somebody else is going to be doing it. So I like just hitch a ride with them. And then you show up, you pay your dues, you set the ring up, you know what the hell you're talking about. And you know, that's 90% of it. You gotta know what you're doing. You gotta put in the work, but when it comes to like, it's just the consistency. And that's one thing that I really do appreciate and love about this is that almost anyone who really sticks with it and really like just lays down the formula, like you become experienced, you become knowledgeable. And if you stick to it, you'll find your place in this business.
Oh, it truly will. I mean, those two experiences of people I talked about, another person that's in the offices of not NWA, TNA, oh my gosh, it'll come to me in a second. He was from Canada, ran in Detroit all the time. It'll come to me. He's one of the big guys in the office. All those guys, when we were just scrapping around, man, we were in a tour with him, and it was with Edge and Christian. I was on a tour with them in Canada. So that's back before they were Edge and Christian. And then there was also the late Test, who, you know, passed away, Andrew, and Andrew was just starting out. So the business, you stick around in the business. And I walked away in 99, and I tell you, I had connections galore. I chose a different path in my entertainment career. But again, now Wade's telling me, Wade, you're saying you're going to bring me back, right?
We got it, man. I mean, you got to keep the dream alive, you know?
You got to keep the dream. And I see these other guys, they're all tiny. I'm like, come on now, 6'10". Still 280, yeah, 290. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And the Giants, you know, worked Kurgan. Somebody's got to get all my wrestling tapes. That's the other thing. I need my stuff. But when I worked out in just different places, you know, everyone in the business I've run into at one point in time is very surprising. And they're still working as I see shows out in Texas. When I left the business in 99, this is how addictive the business is, Wade. I literally couldn't watch shows, TV, wrestling, or anything, or I want to go back. And that's it. And then we're sitting how many years later? Oh, my gosh, 22 years later. I made 3 comebacks, okay? I did go back in the ring 3 or 4 times in that from 1999 till now, but that's only 3 or 4 times. And if I would come back, it'd have to be for the right reason, the right situation, all the certain things. And this business is something special. And I would tell John right now, John, you have an amateur background. You have a really good shot to potentially get in the right, once you're trained enough to go out and try out for WWE to be a part of, you know, their training, because they're looking for amateur style wrestlers. The business is becoming more and more amateur style. We're seeing a change. And now we have our other guests coming on the board. I'll jump them right in because amateur wrestling, you don't mess with them, Bugs. You don't mess with them. And this is being shoot now. Literally, if you could do some amateur style wrestling, you literally could destroy someone in the ring. Because especially if you're screwing around, I had to shoot on somebody in Germany that didn't want to put me over in a squash match because the guy started fighting back. I had to take him down. you know, put some licks in and stretch him in Bremen because he didn't.
Why are you gonna shoot on a 6'10", 300-pound dude? I'm like, I'll let you get your stuff in.
I know, but no, he wasn't selling for me, and so I had to take him down. It was pretty bad. You know, I did work. That was for Otto once, and Otto again late. I don't think Otto's alive anymore, but that was the same show Kurgan and I were on for the tour. And then also, always names, it'll come to me. But again, the business has not changed. There are specific things. You're right, sticking around is the biggest thing. For you, Jonathan, you need to go and just say, okay, once you're trained, you need to pick up the phone and say, I'll be here, I'll be here, I'll be here. You have a look, you have this size, you got to come up with some sort of a gimmick, but because you can wrestle, you will be a great amateur. Look at all the biggest superstars that are amateur style wrestlers, right? Bugs, the ones making the most money at one point in time, are the ones that really had an amateur style background. Would you agree with me in certain aspects?
Absolutely. And absolutely. I think on that too, one thing that has changed in the business, which is not something that I'm very good at, is the social media presence, is that not only like being in the ring, being technically sound, having an amateur background, looking good, having good gear, showing up on time.
You got to have a following. And that's just changed, bro. That's changed. And I wasn't part of the social media era. And I'm the media giant. And I have a social media presence. And I got followers everywhere. And I got connect. And I got over like 200,000 followers on all my social media platforms. It's like, dude, come on now. It's easy. I wish I was part of that time because I would have been discovered compared to another big guy that doesn't have the charisma, doesn't have the situation. But guess what? It was all about who you know. The business has changed in record deals, movies, everything. It's all about your following because people aren't going to invest in somebody who's a nobody now. It's changed. It's completely changed. There's no way in hell some of these people would have got big pushes in wrestling if it wasn't for they built a stardom and in the independent scene. That wasn't like that then. No, it had to be somebody you were tight in New York, when that's what we called it, New York back in the day. Somebody tight with Vince, somebody tight with Atlanta, and that's where you got your push. It wasn't about if you can prove it now, it changes everything. So that's a great point you made, Bugs. It's not like that. Okay, and you know, your boy Wade. So Wade, now this is your show. Go ahead and tell me what your feedback is in all this. You're just liking this.
I love it because I am an amateur wrestler. I wrestled in high school. Plus, I'm a filmmaker. And I mean, like a lot of people.
So when are we doing this documentary, traveling across the country and wrestling in every state? Documentary. The media giant comes and we go every town in the country. A whole tour, baby. Maybe a world tour. And just to break it down of all the people I've met in the business, bring them back, have me face to face with them. You know, because I mean, telling you, dude, it's crazy.
Well, you know what? It's interesting you say that because about a month ago at one of our pro wrestling shows, me, Bugs, and John and Jaylen, we were actually talking about doing a documentary because John is also a filmmaker. I mean, and Bugs also, you know, has his hands tied.
Okay, so how we got to get the funding first before we do it? The funding before the documentary, so that I go face to face with The Rock. Challenge him as well. This means we got to go back to everyone I've met. We all go to hit these towns all over the country, talk to people about what the business used to be, all the different things, what the business is today. And somebody 50 years old traveling the country, or 51, wherever had the funding, we need like, I'd say $400,000 or $500,000, $400,000 or $500,000 of money we need, in my opinion, and to invest in this so we could travel. But we got to hit the road in the cars. No way. And you hit every frigging town and then you fly back. So you will basically film while you're driving in a rental car back and forth. And then we fly back to our towns. So we hit the weekends. So we hit weekend tour after weekend tour for X amount of time. That's how it will work. And then basically the new and old and beginning. So we have John, we have Bugs, who's a veteran in the 2000s, right? We have Wade just breaking in, we have John just breaking in, and myself in the Attitude Era of the 90s. And we all go in and with different mindset, different feedback, and wrestle in these towns, meet these people, talk to them, and really go behind the scenes as filmmakers and what it is. That needs to be sold. That needs to be funding of a half million to $1 million. and that would do really well because it would go back to the experiences of different people that each industry, the 2000s, the 2000s, the 10s, the 20s, and then the 90s are totally different eras. In the 90s, the problem is if you broke in, let's say in 1994. If I were broken in 1989, I would not be with you guys right now because I'd probably either be dead or I'd be a WWE star because ultimately I would have been discovered earlier. And that's how this business works. Now the business is totally different. So like it was so kayfabe that you get trained, they beat the heck out of you, and then they put you in a ring and give you the big push and then you end up on local territory TV. Mm-hmm. Then in the 90s, it changed where it's just low-end independence or go work in Memphis for $40 a night or Burt Prentice's for $25 a night and, or work ECW for nothing and do all that in the 90s where the business completely flipped with the developmental leagues, all these different things where wrestlers are getting taken care of and the indies kind of dried up. So that's the history, I guess, in 25 plus years. And we need to be bringing that by talking to wrestlers in each one of those eras. And then having all of us wrestle the talent as the filmmaker. And your buddy is still trying, Levi is still trying to connect his audio. So we'll hopefully he gets his audio. So Wade, we have it right here, boom. And then what we're gonna do, the way to make it even more marketable, the 500,000 is I'm gonna wrestle celebrity athletes in each one of these towns so that we'll draw a house too. That means train an NFL guy in each one of these towns, and then I wrestle them or whatever type of celebrity, put them over in each town, and then that makes the documentary even crazier.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good to me. And Levi, actually, he's a writer, too, and I think he does a little bit of acting, too. So, hey, look at that.
That's what we're doing here on the Wade Simmons Show. Levi, we're talking about the backgrounds of John and Bugs and Wade's just starting the business. Tell me your experience in the business, man. But I know
I'm telling you, man, our last person on this panel, it finally took him a little time to come on, but you've been talking him up all the time. Levi, what's up? So Levi, tell me specifically more about your career, how you started in wrestling, and then what's happening with you now.
Well, I started back in 2014, late 2014, going into 2015, started off as a manager only. Worked the dark matches at the beginning. Pretty much, you know, I worked with guys that were up and coming. And, you know, I did that for a few years. So I worked as a manager from 2014 going into 2016. Then I had to take a few years off to get my personal life together. And there was some issues going on. So came back in the middle or towards the end of 2018, going into 2019, managing again. And pretty much, you know, I've just been working with a lot of local Chicago talent. Most recently, I worked with Jax Johnson at CSW. Him and I branched off this past February. And now I'm working with Lennox Leon, the Golden Lion, up at Square Circle in Berwyn, Square Circle Megastars. Yes.
It's interesting to look at the Chicago. I was talking about my connection with Adam Pearce back in the day when he was 19. I wrestled him in different events and stuff like that and the growth of him. And also Ace Steele, who again was with Always Traveling. And I'm trying to remember his other counterpart in the Chicago days. I interviewed some people from Windy City. Chicago really is a hotbed for wrestling, and it continues to be. What are your thoughts on that, you know, with the different organization? I think there's still a pretty big organization in Chicago that runs, right? That's television and stuff. Who's that organization? Yeah. Which organization is that in Chicago?
CSW, Chicago Style Wrestling. That's who I'm with.
That's the one that does the TV and brings in all the names from out all over the place?
Yes. Okay. CSW, Chicago Style Wrestling, correct.
What names are they bringing all the time? Because I was remembering looking at specifically people traveling out to Chicago to be part of the TV.
Oh, man. Man, are you talking about so far as with local or big time?
Big time, big time guys to come in for CSW.
Oh, man. We've had Luchasaurus, most recently Damian Sandow was at our last show. In the past, we've had Awesome Kong. Man. Hornswoggle.
Okay.
I'm about to chop his name up. Forgive me. Callisto.
Okay. Okay. Callisto. I'll have to look at the one in Chicago that was running right. Well, but Chicago's a hotbed for pro wrestling. And right. And it's amazing to see the type of audience and all the things that have in Chicago wrestling. Are you managing now mostly, or are you wrestling at all?
Oh no, I'm doing only managing. No, man, I'm not wrestling. I leave it up to the young guys. Just mainly just managing, you know. I'm 44, so.
Hey, I'm 49. You know? I'm 49. I'm ready to make a comeback, but that's me and craziness. But again, I'm wrestling at 69 years old. You know, 6'10". Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you. I was going to say, if needed, because I'm a heel manager. Okay, I'm a bad guy, and pretty much, you know, if I'm talking stuff on the mic.
Well, you're going to be bringing this group in, and I'm going to be part of it. Wade. Now every name that we've been interviewing today as is cutting off, but all those people we're going to be bringing in, man. So you're going to bring in your four that you're putting together, and I'm coming to Chicago. You just make sure you get me as the real giant in wrestling. The media giant is ready to make a comeback. And we're also going to do this documentary that Wade's got to go raise money for. And we've been talking about that before, Levi. So big things are coming. Oh,
okay.
Big things are coming. And the media giant, he used to be Big Neil, the Real Deal Giant, Warrior Leviathan, all the different names, Big Giant Bush Bronson, all the places I've wrestled all over the world. I'm ready to come back, but I need to have some real competition. Or as I told it, I said, you guys can all get beat up. Well, I just laugh in the corner because I'm the big guy and I don't take any bumps. I'm cool with that, man. You guys, and then when I'm ready to go choke slam somebody or drop a big leg, then I'll walk away when you guys are just getting the crap beat out of you. Wade can take all the bumps. And Jonathan can take all the bumps.
Oh, okay.
And then you take the bumps, not me. And we're cool.
Well, you know what? I'll be the guy that'll, when I'm out there, you know, I'm suited up, booted up. You know what I'm saying? I got my suit on. I got my Rolex, my chains and stuff. So I let my guys do the dirty work. You know,
no, you got to take the bumps, man. You're with me. Yeah. Trust me. You take the bumps. You take the bumps all you guys, and I'll just leave you.
I'll be the one to provide the cheap shots. You know what I'm saying? Okay. When your back is turned, I'll hit you with the chair.
So, Levi, where can people follow you? Because, again, this is the Wade Simmons Show. Wade's having a blast, man. Great show. But where can people check you out and stuff, Levi?
Well, I'm on Twitter under I'm under Big Business Levi McGuire on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram under Big Business Levi McGuire. And, pretty much, you know, I'm on Facebook as well. So those are the three sites that you can get me at, man.
Well, we appreciate it, Levi. Okay, the four. The
and four I also have my own personal site, my Big Business Levi McGuire site as well. So you could follow me on that.
All right. Well, excellent. We appreciate it, Levi. Back to you, Wade. What do you think?
Documentary, world tour, U.S. tour. Let's make it a North American tour. That means Mexico, Canada, United States documentary. We'll film it for 2+ years. We need about $1 million in funding. Let's do it.
Sounds great to me.
And that means you got to do it. You guys are the filmmakers. Get me involved. Get the investors going and all that stuff as we're trying to connect. So tell me about Levi so we don't leave Levi out in here. If he doesn't get in this one, we're going to have another show in a couple of weeks. Go ahead.
I think he's been doing it a lot longer than any of us, actually. He's more of a manager like myself, but he's a really good guy.
But how long has he been managing for?
I would have to ask. I know it's been a while.
Is he like one of the main guys at your training facility?
Yep.
Okay, so tell me about your trainer, and we'll finish up time on that. Tell me about your trainer.
Steve Buzz, he's awesome, man. What can I say? It's probably not anybody that he hasn't worked with, to be honest with you.
Okay, so he's been around back days of Windy City in Chicago and stuff? When Windy City had their... Because I interviewed two guys for a movie that were used to run Windy City. I have to go find that. Find the tape they created. They did a movie.
I think God broke in like 92 or something.
Okay. So he, who did?
Boz.
Boz. Okay. He's got to know me. He's got to know me.
Yeah.
Especially if I worked with Adam and Ace and stuff. Yeah. I mean, so for sure.
He's like, I think it's like almost 30 years strong or something. So like 94, yes. So 90, he was, 93, something like that.
Exactly. All right. So we're close to running out of time. Where can people follow you? Because we talked about social media. That was great. Tip Bugs. Where can people follow you?
Hobo Bugs on Instagram. I have a Twitter. You can follow it. I am notoriously terrible at social media. I like doing a lot more personal interaction with the fans. I hang out beforehand and I ask for change because I'm a hobo, and I'll do like songs and dances and hang out with everyone that way and connect with them. But every once in a while you might get some spicy hobo content at Hobo Bugs. So
okay, excellent. All right, what about information on you, Jonathan? Where can people check you out?
Yes, sir. So I am on Facebook and Instagram. I just created an Instagram, so I'm figuring this stuff out. Look me up under as John McNasty, JohnMacknasty.
All right. And Wade, where can people follow you?
Wade Filmmaker, 37s on Vimeo and on Instagram, WadeJedi99. And I think Levi is finally trying to log in.
Yeah, we're going to give Levi a second. So the bottom line in this business, guys, is just going out there and working. And I can see Bugs talking about, are you trying to form this group? Is that what you're trying to do? Are you going to wrestle Wade and let Levi be your manager? You're going to be one of the wrestlers. And every time...
I'm going to do a little bit of both.
I think you should do the wrestling, and we're creating this group, and Levi's managing us. Us four right here.
I like it.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that group? Yeah, you just take all the damn bumps. I'll just freaking sit and laugh. You guys, y'all take all the bumps.
Yeah.
I'll go in. But we have to think about it seriously because, I mean, it's just interesting. The business. What do you think, Bugs, before we're going to give Levi one more shot to come back in? What do you think, Bugs, about what some guys don't respect about the business, because you've been in it for a while, that's missing? What do you think the thing of the respect to the old time of business, the business? Because that would probably be my hardest part that I have to deal with, is the respect to the older generation and what the way we could work a match. I could literally get in the ring with Jonathan and have a 5-star match with him and get the crowd into it and not do anything but maybe take 3 bumps.
Right.
Get the crowd into it, be into yeah. it based on, yeah.
There's a, you know, there's this idea that like some of the younger guys, it feels like they think they're playing like, you know, Raw versus SmackDown, 2K, whatever, you know, they're trying to do every single move in every single match. They're trying to, and you know, and like, I'm really appreciative of the training I had, because it was really, really old school. And I mean, like hard knocks, like they're going to beat you up. Like, and I genuinely appreciated it. Like, you wipe your feet every time, you say hello to every single person that's in the venue. And like a lot of these guys, I mean, yeah, you're always going to get egos, but you know, when you're trying to talk about a match, and he's like, yeah, and then you're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, and 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 we're going to do this.
Oh, it's crazy. And guess what? I worked with his 2 different dressing rooms. I didn't get a chance to talk to Jerry Lawler one time and worked him. Lawler basically led me through the whole match when I was green, and basically it was easy. It was simple. Bill Dundee, superstar, we'd work a different deal, and he wouldn't talk about any of it. Just lock up. That's it. Boom. This, that. Okay. Run around, run the ropes. And we didn't talk about anything. And then and that's the thing I'd love to do, is you create a book, a show, have someone do all these high spots and stuff. When I interviewed Billy Jim, he said the same thing. He says, people all the way up in the crowd don't want to see that. They want to see something that's, you don't have to do 100 moves. And AEW is completely like that. But I think, honestly, I bet you're going to find out someday, Vince McMahon was involved in AEW. AEW is a work, and that basically Vince has a piece in the company. I really believe that, just because he wanted competition and he thought it was the best way to do it, because it's for a certain audience, AEW. when what Triple H is doing, he's doing a mix of everything. I interviewed him on my show as well. And I believe that he's, when I talked to him, that's what he's doing. And I bet you Vince left for a reason, but he also said, I don't want to be the one to kill the change, the business forever. When I walk away, okay, you can do it, Hunter. You can do whatever you damn want. That's where I think it is in the business. I don't get the chance to watch all of it. I just believe the old school way, if it wasn't for all smart marks buying tickets, it would be a different story for sure. All right. Yeah. So Reed, I guess we're going to have to give Levi another shot, man. And he'll get more time the next time we do the next Wade Simmons show. I feel bad. Levi, I am available Monday and Tuesday. Text me and you could have a quick 10-minute interview with me just because I feel bad. Because I always like, I would hate that situation to happen to me. So Wade, just have Levi reach out to me and I'll just bring him on for a quick 7-minute interview. Tell him about himself and we'll splice it in. There we go. We'll just splice that into the Wade Simmons show and plug it in the last part of it. That's perfect. So Levi will be joining next. I'll edit that part. Wade, a great Wade Simmons show, man. We don't know. It could be actors. It could be anybody. But we're doing a documentary. We're going to raise $1 million and we're going to travel the country and we're going to make it unbelievable. How's that sound, guys?
I love it.
Hey Neil, let me if I could have a second, I just want to plug my movie really quick. I think Wade might have seen it. It's The Rise and Fall of Bugs Moran. It's a feature-length film about my first few years in the wrestling business, and it's definitely PG-13, just real fun. It's got a lot of great talent in there. It got, like, you know, Cage, you got Super Crazy, you got...
Oh my God, that's you? I think I saw it. Where you're going to different places. So you're a celebrity, Bugs. Okay, Bugs, you'll come back on. I got a roll, but definitely check it out. I knew your face was familiar. Google me, that back, and we'll just, and reach out to me. Just connect with me if you're on LinkedIn. Connect with me and friend me on Facebook. All right, guys. Appreciate it. All right, that was the Wade Simmons Show, guys. Take care.